Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle, and I want to share with you from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, as I share with you about the light that changed my life. In fact, both of those words are operative and key in this passage. Listen and find these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. I thank God that when I was walking in darkness, the light shined on me, and I did comprehend it. I did come to understand that I was a sinner in need of a Savior. You might wonder how old I was when I saw that my life was full of darkness. I will tell you this, I was very young. Though I was going to church, I was a good boy. I loved to be the one who prayed when we had a meal and thanked God for all that He gave us. And even though I was doing most things quite right, I did not know the Savior. So when I heard the gospel clearly presented to me, and it was very simple, that I could receive Jesus to be my Savior, you know, I understood about my sin. Even though I wasn't a murderer, an adulterer, I wasn't a cheater, I was just a good little boy who wasn't perfect. I jumped at the chance to have my sins forgiven, and I did indeed, right in my own home, kneel down and talk to God, and I prayed that my sins would be forgiven by receiving Jesus Christ as my Savior. Now, I am familiar with darkness versus light. You see, when I walk into a room and the lights are all out, if I'm not fully aware of the placement of all the furniture, there is a great likelihood that I will trip, stumble, or kick something, injuring my toe or my shin, and in that darkness, I will be lost. But there's a simple solution for walking in that kind of darkness. It's simply turning on a light. And when the light shines in the darkness disappears. And there is safety for my toes as I walk through the room. But the other kind of darkness, the more important darkness, is spiritual darkness. You see, in spiritual darkness, what we cannot see is even more dangerous than furniture out of place. It is more dangerous because this absence of light, this spiritual darkness, can also lead to death. You see, the Bible tells us about this kind of darkness. When the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, the comparison is very simple. God's glory is His holiness, and He is the picture of light, and in His presence the darkness of sin cannot be found. But when we have sin in our lives, we are walking in that darkness. Therefore, we cannot walk in the presence of God the Father, for He cannot look upon sin. Here in these verses, John made us fully aware, as he spoke about Jesus, who is the living Word, who was with the Father in the beginning, who was active in creation, that in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus came into this world to become one of us, a human being, only He did it differently. He was born of a virgin. He did not inherit a father's sinfulness, for His Father is God, the perfect and holy one. So when He came into this world, He shed the light of God's holiness on the darkness of our sin. And so when our sin is enlightened before us, we have an opportunity not only to see our shortcoming, our sin, but to see the giver of life and light. And in the Gospel of John, we see Jesus coming. We see his perfect life. We see the miracles he worked. We see his crucifixion on the cross when he was, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the sacrifice that was needed to pay for our sins. And when we see our sin in the light of his glory, one of two things will happen. We will be ashamed of our sin. We'll turn to Jesus for forgiveness. Or we will simply stay in our sin and choose to stay in darkness. And just like walking through a dark room, there is great danger in being in spiritual darkness, for that spiritual darkness leads to death and separation from God forever and ever in a very real place called hell. I don't want that for you. God doesn't want that for you. Jesus made it possible for you to walk in the light. How? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. What you want is spiritual life. The one who offers it is Jesus, the light of the world. If you don't know him, seek him. I challenge you to read the rest of this gospel, the Gospel of John. And if you still don't know Jesus, jot me an email. Let's start a conversation, and I will direct you to God's Word, whereby you will find the light, a Savior, and his name is Jesus. That's what I have for you today. I will be back tomorrow with more Moments of Grace. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is onegracemode@gmail.com.